Speak will probably be so sorry. XP. Most people got half. At least.
What do you have for me?
What do I guys have?
In the gym.
Okay, so last time we did the Gemara in Bava Kamma. So last time we did the Sugya in Bava Kamma, so now we're going to be in a better position to tackle the Sugya of Yeretz Eden. So the Gemara says, Yitmar, Eidig Neibah, Eidig Mechir Benefesh, Shehuzmu. You already learned that in order to be Chayim Yisrael for Gaidim Nefesh, you have to have two Azharas. He has to be over the Azhar of Lissing Lud. And he has to be over the Azhar of Lissing Krum and Karasov. But you have to have Gneva and Mechira. Plus, you have to have Imur. Somewhere in the middle, you have to have Imur. Why doesn't speak out where the Imur plays in over here? Who was made exactly on the Imur? They did Gneva, they did Mechira. I don't know, needs to be thought about. No, I was Musupak last time. Is the Imur Pratan the Gneva, or is it a Pratan the Mechira? Or is it neither? Something extra. There's nothing really to do with either, with the Asaras, but just the Tanai Mechir Misa. Let's see. Let's talk about the sugya first, and we'll see if we have what to say about Imur. So, Tamar, Itma, Eidig Neve, the Mechir Benefesh, Shuzmu, Cheski Omer, Einer Ogim, Vierchen Omer, Einer Ogim. So, Cheski says, the Eidim Zoymim don't get killed. And neither said. This is the way the Gemara understands now. And the Vierchen says, Einer Ogim, that they do get killed. So, Machak is Cheski and Vierchen. Cheski says, they're not Einer Ogim, Vierchen says, they are. Says, and then the Gemara explains. What's the machlekes? Cheske d'omer kavikiva d'omer d'omer olay chatzi dollar. The gneiv and the mechira are chatzoy dollar, but cheske holds not kavikiva, and therefore cheske holds that's why they're not nerogim, because the edus is edus of chatzi dollar. The eduya is the eduya of chatzi dollar. Ve'yechen omer kerabon and da'ami dollar v'afilu chatzi dollar. Like we saw above a kam. Says Rashi, edi gneiv ve'edi mechira, shnei kitei edim, Achas either shegonim es nefesh, the achas either shemochar. Ein nerogim. So this is cheski. They're not nerogim. In the first time of the ozel. And then Rashi has became and dinulay mikvili. Once they're not ner, iunami lo yuzmu. Iunami. So the ganim also lo yuzmu. Even if they were not yuzmu, lo yimikdul the ganim will be ner. Tavli edus shiata yochal hazima. And that's what the tzayin edus and the edus shiata yochal hazima. This Rashi will come back to this nekuda. And that being the case, the ganav really can never be killed. Because otherwise, what was going to be edus shiata yochal hazim according to Cheski. Plutus Rabbi Kiva Rabbanu Bava Basra Becheski Sabatim. Al pishnai made him yochum dover v'lo chatzi dover. V'hai chatzi dover eitzel kol kas v'kas. Each one of these two kiteidim is a chatzi dover. The lav edig gneva in era of mishmeidim mechira. The edus of the gneva is a chatzi dover. Because it can't be narrowed without the Eidim Mechira. Shiyochel. Okay, what is that? The Ilav Eidig Nebo. Without the Eidig Nebo, he's not narrowed Mishim Eid. That's for sure. I guess Rashi doesn't even speak out. Now, without the Eidim Mechira, he's not going to be narrowed for the Nebo. That's a double poshut. He didn't finish the Chiyuv. But Rashi said the other way around also. Without the Eidig Nebo, he won't be narrowed for the Mechira. Shiyochel Oimer Abdi Mechati. Because he could taina that this seller wasn't stolen. He said, it's Abdi Mechati. And then he speaks out fair, so the other way also. Without the Mechir, of course, you're not Nerag on the Gneva either. So therefore, it's a Chatzi Dover. Not so clear to me why Rashi needs the Svara of Avdi Machati. That's not supposed to be the case. Rashi's telling us it's a Chiddush in the case. I would have imagined the case of Eidig Gneva Menefesh is we know who the guy is. We know who the Gomov is. You know, this guy, this agent came and said that he stole this guy and plainly, we know this guy. It's the president of the shul. We know who he is. And the Eidim come and say that he was that the ganav stole this Mr. Schwartz. And the other Eidim came and say that he was Mecher Mr. Schwartz. And if that's the case, So of course there's no can't say Avdi Mecharti, you know, he's a Jew. You can't sell a Jew as an Eved Knaini. Sometimes you sell him as an Eved Ivri, special cases, based in Kitzel, but you can't stop sell a Jew to Avdus. Certainly not in such a way that he cares of it. So, and he can't, and even Eved Ivri, you can't sell him to somebody else. I mean, even if you have an Eved Ivri, you can't sell him to somebody else. So Rashi's telling me, you know, that's not the case. The case is that this guy who was stolen, the Gonov, we don't know who he is. We have no idea. And the guy of Ketaina, without the Eidig Neva, the guy of Ketaina, Avdi Mecharti, that this guy was my Eidig Ketaina. This Eidig Neva, and we know that he stole him from his house. He lives in Tinek, and we know that he stole him from a Jewish neighborhood. So then we know already that he wasn't Avdi Mecharti. He was because we have the Eidig Neva. Establish where is his providence, where he came from. That's a Chiddush in the Tzir. Rashi telling me it's the case that we don't know exactly who this guy is. I don't know why Rashi needs that. Why set up the case in such a way? Why not say Poshut? The other, we know who the guy is. We know he's. We know he is. We know who the Gonov is. We know he's Jewish. We know he's. But the only thing is, for the Mechir alone, there's no Chiyuv Miso. Bottom line is, you know, if I go to somebody and I take money to sell. Right. Have a stamaze. I go to somebody and I say, you know, I don't like the president of my shul. Give me $100, you could have him. So I'm a high misa. So about that. Of course, if they didn't come and say that I actually kidnapped him and he's locked up in my basement, and then that would be a high misa. I actually like the president of my shul very much. I don't want to people not using him as an example. So why? I would say that's the pshat in Rashi. Like that's pshat in one. Why does Rashi need to set up the case that he could with this strange shear that he could say Avdi Mecharti? I'll tell you where Rashi. It parallels here. You want to say something?
I think it's parallel in the Gemara in the
Rashi. Oh, so right, it parallels Rashi with Bokama by Gnevo and Tvicho. So Rashi says that the Tvicho is a chatzidover because without the aidus of the Gnevo, the Ganav could say Shuri. It's my shor. I was tevech my own shor. So there you need the edus of the. Therefore, without the edus of the gneiva, the edus of the tvich is a chatzi dollar. There, I understand why. And of course, I guess that also presumes a certain case that we don't know who the shor. But it's much more easy to imagine such a case. No, we don't know who the shor is. We never heard of the shor. No, he's just a shor, an anonymous shor. So if you see somebody shechting a shor, you can tie a shor in mechart. Then I understand why Rashi needs to say such a case. Because over there, what would be if the shor, we knew who the shor is, and we know that this shor belongs to somebody else? We don't know that he's stolen. We don't know that the guy stole the shor. You know, maybe the shor just wandered into his backyard. But we know that this shor is not his shor. If we would know that this shor belongs to somebody else, would the edus of the tvicha be a chatzidor? What?
Yeah.
Why yes?
Because it needs to be,
there
needs to be an
edus
of
a
Torah's
Gneva
that you
have. So you're saying it's chasidoma, because if you don't know that there was a Gneva, then there's not going to be a Chiyuv Dalet Vehe. Okay, so it won't be a Chiyuv Dalet Vehe. But the edus of the Tfilah would still be Negev to the Keren. Meaning, if, let's say we had no Eidig Gneva, but we knew the Shah, remember what they said. Let's say we know the Shah, we know this Shah does not belong to this guy. And the Be'edim would come along and say that this guy came and he shechted this shor, which we know does not belong to him. But we don't tie enough of that it's his. We know it's not his. It's Goydus and Chazoku. We know there's a Marakama. It's not his shor. Would the Eidus would be would it, so you're saying it's a Chatzidoba because there wouldn't be a Chiyuv Dalet Vehe. So I ask you a question, how come the Gemara over there says that the Eidus of the Gneva is not a Chatzidoma? Maskon is coming over there. The Eidus of the Gneva is not a Chatzidoma. And once the Eidus of the Gneva is not a Chatzidoma, the Gemara says like Kiddush Shabbal. But even before we get to, the way Rashi learns the Gemara over there, even before we get to Kiddush Shabbal, the Gemara there is Takadan, maybe the Tefich is a Chatzidoma. The beginning of the Sugim of Akama. The Gemara says that the Lema must eat some like Rabbi Akiva, because of the Eidus, because it's a Chatzidoma. But Rashi learns what's a Chatzidoma, the Eidus of the Gneva or the Eidus of the Tefich. How does Rashi learn the Gemara? The beginning of the Sugya of Avakama. But the Gemara thinks that the Eidus of the Ficha is a Chatzidah. The Gemara in the answer is not a Chatzidah, it's a Kiddush Shabbat. But the Gemara in the Havamina thought that it is a Chatzidah. But which part of the Eidus is a Chatzidah? The Eidus of the Gneva or the Eidus of the Tficha? How did Rashi learn? The Tficha. The Rashi Patakal is differently. But the Rashi learns the Eidus of the Tficha is a Chatzidah. Why isn't the Eidus of the Gneva also a Chatzidah? Why isn't the Eidus of the Gneva also a Chatzidah? After all, the Gneva by itself is not a Chayat Dal Behe. Teretz says, yeah, but it's a Chayat Kefal. It's a Chayat Karen the Kefal. Since the Eidus of the Gneva is Miskabel to Mechayat Karen the Kefal, so we're able to be Mechabel. Once we're Mechabel, we're Mechabel. It's not a Chatzidah. The Rashba is a swear that it's not true. That it, like that Lagabi Dalad Vahid, the Gemara in the Havamina thought that Lagabi Dalad Vahid, the Eidus of Gneva is still a Chatzidah. But Rashi Shita is that once we're Makabal, the Eidus for Gneva, so it's not a Chatzidah, and we're Makabal it, and once we're Makabal it, it's Makubal for everything. So if the case of the Tficha would be that we don't know that the Shor, if the case of the Tficha would be that we know for a fact that it's not his Shor, it's not hard to imagine this. The Shor has a Marakama, and Goydur saying them Chazokah, so we see him shechting a Shor that's Becheskes, that it belongs to the Marakama. If that would be the case, that he can't say Shari Macharti, because we know the Shor belongs to somebody else. But we have Eidim that he was Tevechit. So the Eidus of Tficha would not be a Chatzidah. Because we would Mekabal Eidus of Tficha to be Mechayev and Karen, that's Mazik. And once we're Mekabal Eidus of Tficha to be because it's Negev to Mazik, so we're Mekabal for everything. So the Eidus of Tficha is not a Chatzidah. So there Rashi has to say that the case of Eidig Neiva and Eidig Tvicha is that without the Eidig Neiva, the Tvicha will be a Chatzidah because he could say Shari Macharti. The case has to be we don't know who the Shor belongs to. There is no Arakama. So therefore, without the Eidig Neiva, the Tvicha would be a Chatzidah because the Tvicha, we wouldn't be Mekabalated as a Tvicha because he could say Shari Macharti. He wouldn't be negated anything. So over there, I have to understand why Rashi needs to set up the case in that way. But here by Eidig Neiva, Mechir Benefesh, I don't know why Rashi needs to say the case is that we don't know who this gun of his first of all, it's a more far fetched seer. But to say we don't know who the shor is, and he could say it's Shmai Shor, that's not a hard case to imagine. But to say that the gun will be here, we have no idea who he is, and he could say he's a guy, it's my Evikinai. That's a very mechudish to seer. Why does Rashi need it? Let me know who he is. He's a regular. We recognize him. We know exactly who he is. The gun of. But the Eidi Mechira alone and not Mechayim anything, because just because I sold, I was Mechavel Kesef to sell the guy who sits next to me in Shul, but I never stole him, there was no Gnegneva, so that's not it, there's no Chiv anything, not Mum and not nothing, it's not Negate to anything. So that's problem one, why Rashi needs this.
Yeah. Can you just say that Rashi is not trying to really create a real scenario, he's just trying to illustrate the fact that this Eidus can't stand on its own in a certain scenario. And therefore,
why do you that? By the Gneva, Rashi is the Gneva is a Chatzidah, but why is the Gneva a Chatzidah? He did do something, he was overly, he's like Signai. Rashi says, by the case of Gneva, Mechir Benefesh. Mm-hmm. Rashi says, the Gneva is a Chatzidah, why is the Gneva a Chatzidah? There he certainly was over there. But Rashi says, yeah, but it's not enough to Mechayim Misa. So the same thing, the Mechir is not enough to Mechayim Misa, the Gneva is not enough to Mechayim Misa. And the Mechir is not enough to Mechayim Misa. That's all Rashi, Ma Mikra Zechosa. Why couldn't Rashi just learn that the Eidig, the Gneva, and the Mechir are both Chatzidah? Because the fact that he stole a Nefesh is not Mechayim Misa, and the fact that he was Mechir a Nefesh Yisrael is not Mechayim Misa. You have to have the two things together. And everything else is a Chatzidah. That's problem number one in Rashi. I don't know the answer to Rashi. But then the Emes is another problem in Rashi. The Ramban in the Milchamas over here, the Seich HaDvarim, he's not busy with this at all, but the Seich HaDvarim, the Ramban entertains, I don't remember what the Ramban is busy with, but there's at one point in the Ramban, there's a blip on the screen, where the Ramban entertains that maybe the case over here is that the Gonuv, the guy who was sold, is Becheskas, that he's the Eved Kenani of the Ganuv. And they were coming to be Mafkir from that. The presumption is this guy in his house, in the Ganov's house, and Becheskas, our presumption is that he's an Eved Kenani. And now, but the Eidig Neiva tell me that that's not the case. That no, it's not true. He was this guy who you thought along was an Eved Kenani. The Eidim come along and say, no, he was kidnapped from Flatbush, and he was a Jewish guy, and some of that goes into the Eidus of the Neiva. The Eidig Neiva tell me that he's a Jew. Rabban entertains the Chavias, says in his Rashi. That without the Eidig Neiva, he could say, Abdi Mechati. The Ramban, for other reasons, he throws out that maybe this is the tzir. I don't remember why the Ramban throws that out. Yeah, my boy. The reason why he throws it out, I'm not going to get this right this second. But the Ramban says it can't be. Because if that would be true, that the case over here is that the gonuv is becheskas eved, and the edig neva are telling me that he's not an eved, he's a Yisrael, then the edig neva would not be a chatzidol. Because we would need, the edig neva would be telling me a halacha, in dine mominus, that this guy who's becheskas eved is really a Yisrael, and he has to let him go. And if we would have to be mekabel edis agneva, forget about chiyuv nisa, we'd have to be mekabel edis agneva to tell this ganav that he should let his eved go, because he's not really eved, he was gunav me'eretz ha'ivrim. Says Ramban, so then the whole thing's not a chata, because then we'd have to be mekabel edis for the moment of shavai. And once we're mekabel edis for the moment of shavai, so it's not a chatzidover. And once the gneva is not a chatzidover, then the mechir is also not a chatzidover, because like kiddush shabbos, like the gemara says in Baba Kama, and most rishonim learned that that's our gemara also has that yisoid about harishayim michayim loyim al kaisi bano. Most rishonim learned that's the same yisoid of kiddush shabbos. So the harishayim michayim loyim al lahitziyim michlecheres bano. Lesson there, man. Yeah, Ahmed, if you would say that maybe the case is in the army ba'avdei, they're talking about somebody who's the eved of the ganav, the nigmar adin apinu pin ba'avdei the bar yisrael and the edik neighbor coming to be made, then no, he's a bar yisrael because he was stolen, the ganvi, and this guy kidnapped him. Akati mevayni mishalim, then they have to pay mamon because they're telling the guy to mishachar this eved. And then they could say, there's this thing that shouldn't be like Mishalim. That is exactly. And then he says, hey, if that's the case, then the enemy would also be killed. Then nothing here is a chatzidom. The edis of the gneva is negated to mom. And once the edis of the gneva is negated to mom, so it's kiddush shubah. L'chor, it's a tayin on Rashi. The tzir that the Ramban rejects is the way Rashi learns the Gemara. That the case over here is that we don't know who this guy is. And we always... We didn't know he's a Jew b'chal. He's a guy can say Avdi Macharti. He's b'cheskes Avdi. So it comes to the chore. The edus of the neighbors negate to that itself, to that fact that he's not his eved. So the rishonim yichayim loymar lechayim mamavol. And once so it's not a chasidover. And once the neighbor is not a chasidover, the mechir is not a chasidover either, because it's like kiddush shabbos, lal kaisu b'al. So this is also horror. I mean, the horror we have to say for this. I don't have any grand schemes over here. But Mustamba, for this problem, what you have to say in Rashi is that Rashi never meant to go so far as the Ramban that this guy's Becheskes Eved. He's not Becheskes Eved. We don't know what he is. Maybe he's a Jew. Maybe he's a house guest. Maybe he's an Eved. We have no idea. But if we only had Edei Mechira, we couldn't be Mechai the Misa, because we would not know. Maybe he could taina, Avdi Mechati, he could taina, this is my Eved, go prove otherwise. So he can't keep the Eved. It wouldn't be like you keep the Eved, because not Becheskes Avdoi. The Eved himself could say, I'm not an Eved. And I don't think he would have a right to keep the Eved. So he's not saying like the Ramban that he's Becheskes Eved. But he's not Becheskes, not an Eved. He's a guy who's in his house, we don't know who he is. And he sold him, and he times, you want to kill me? I'm Avdi Machart. That's Mislam of the Pshad and Rashi. He never meant to say he's Becheskes Eved. Just as a tiny, could tie to Avdi Machart. Look, upon the first question, I don't know why Rashi needs this all together, that I don't understand. Forget the whole thing. Why Rashi couldn't say that? Later. Okay, anyway, that's the Gemara. So the Gemara has this Machlekes Cheskin of Yechanon with Edim Zoymimim, you have Edim Neva, you have Edim Mechira, and what it boils, Cheskin says, Ein Nerogim, Rabbi Yechanon says, they are Nerogim, and it boils down to this point of the Gemara, that it's the Machlekes of Kivin, the Rabbanon, about Dolva Velechasi Dolva. The Rishonim ask, the Malamor, the Rabban, if that's the case, if that's the Machlekes, so why did Reb Cheskin of Yechanan set up their machlekes about this case of Edig Nevel Mechir Shehuzmo, case of Edim Zaymim? You want to have a machlokes if gneiba and mechira is a chatzi dova. It's a simple case. It would be a simple case that they could argue that. Why is that such a strange, this is an extra complicated case with Adam Zaymim? Forget Adam Zaymim. Why not just have a spun argument? There's Adam Gneva and there's Adam Mechira. There's one set of Adam Gneva, there's another set of Adam Mechira. Is it an Adas or is it not Adas? Is the Ganav Nerev, is he not Nerev? Chesk, you should say the Ganav is not Nerev because each Adas is a Chatzidom, so there's no Adas. And Rabbi Yochanan says the Ganav is Nerev because it's not a Chatzidom. Why do they? That's not the case. What do they need this extra complication that they lose? It's a needless complication in the sugya. It would have been a much simpler sugya to just say, you have Eidim Neiva, you have Eidim Mechira, Cheski says the Ganav is not there, Gevirchen says the Ganav is there. Finished. So the Balamor answers, Balamor and Rabban both addressed this question. The Balamor answers, that Enechanami, the Gemara could have asked that. The Gemara has other questions to ask instead. And the Maskana is the Gemara. The Maskana, the question is not sure. Because the Maskana of the Gemara is going to be that the Eidei Nef, that the Eidei Mechira for sure are Dov HaShalom. One way or another, the Eidei Mechira are Dov HaShalom. I mean, don't put it this way. But what's the Maskana of the Gemara? At the end of the Sukkot, how does the Gemara learn? That every week, that the Machlokes Cheski and Rav Yochanan is in the Eidei Hagneva. Cheski says the Eidei Hagneva, not Nerogim, because the Eidus Hagneva. Cheski says the Eidei Hagneva. No, I'm sorry. The Machlokes is about the Eidei Hagneva to Loikim. Cheski says the Eidei Hagneva are not Loikim, because the Gneva is Hascholas Hamechira. So they're not Loikim, but they're Nerogim because we're Makabel Chatzidomer. So the Eidus is a Chatzidomer and the Mechira is a Chatzidomer. Together you have a Chiyum Misa, but there's no Malkus because the Gneva is Hascholas Hamechira. And Rav Yochanan says that the Eidei Hagneva are Loikim. Because the Gneva is something by itself. It's not the Ascholas and Mechira, it's a Lav B'fnei Asmai, and therefore the Eidei Gneva are Lekim, and then the Eidei Mechira are Nerogim, as Kiddush Shabbat, I guess. That's the Maskonis of Gemara. So the Machlokes now is about the Eidei Gneva if they're Nerogim, but the Eidei Mechira for sure Nerogim. So if that's the case, you could never learn that the Machlokes could not be in the Ganav himself. Because if you have Eidei Gneva and Eidei Mechira in the Ganav, he's for sure Nerogim. Manushok is Nerogim. Shaila, maybe if he was loike, but Gabi Hariga, the Ganav is for sure Nerek. Either he's Nerek for the Gneva and the Mechir together, or he's Nerek for the Mechir alone. One way or another, the Ganav is Nerek. You know, maybe it's Machlekes if he's Nerek twice. You know, do you kill him for the Gneva and for the Mechir, or do you only kill him for the Mechir? What's the difference? Dead is dead. So therefore, the Maskana, the Machlekes could only be in the, if you want to talk about, yeah, Machlekes about Malkus, but if you want to have a Machlekes about Misa, the Machlekes could only be in the Edom Zoymim. Which set of Edom Zoymim is Nerek? Cheski says only the second one is Nera. Because the first, Cheski says they're both Nera. Both sets of Eidim are Nera. Because he holds that Dover, Vafilu Chatzi Dover, like Rabbi Kiva, and they're both coming Lahariga, and this is for half the Ariga, and this is for half the Ariga. So all the Eidim get killed, and the Ganav gets killed if they're not Rosum. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, Hagnev is not as Cholas and Mechira, so the Eidim Gneva are Loikim, and they're not Nerogim, and the Eidim Mechira are Nerogim. But if they would not be Rosum, would the Ganav be Nera? Of course he would be Nera. So bottom line, according to Cheski and Rav Yochanan, the God is Nerag, and then the Mechira are Nerag, the Huzum. The Machlokes is if the Eidig Neva are Nerag, if the Huzum. So that's not Shaykh to the God of himself, it's only Shaykh to talk about the case of Hazom. So the Balamar says, Bekitzer, he says, the Maskana, the Kashan, not Sher. The Kashan, the Sher, and the Havim, no, not the end of the world. The Gemara could have asked that question, there's other questions to ask, until it gets to the Maskana. That's what the Balamar answers. And the Rabban says a different theory is that it's the Rebusudra, even in the Eidim Zoymim. If we would have said the case by the Ganav, even the Havim in the Gemara, if we would have said the case by the Ganav himself, that Cheski says that the Ganav is not Nerag, and Rav Yochanan says that the Ganav is Nerag, I would not know why Rav Yochanan holds the Ganav is Nerag. It could be the Ganav is Nerag because he holds Dobar Vafilu Chatzi Dobar, but it could be the Ganav is Nerag because the Eidei Hagneva. Because the Gneva is a Dover B'fnei Atzmai. Maybe also Rebbe Kiva. Dover Loi Chatzi Dover. But the Gneva is only B'fnei Atzmai, and the Ganav got Malkus for the Gneva, and therefore the Mechira is Kiddush Shabbal, and he gets Misa for the Mechira. So I wouldn't know what's the Pshat in Rav Yechon. Why did Rav Yechon say the Ganav is Nera? Is he Nera because of the Mechira alone? And then it could go even like Rebbe Akiva. Or is he Nera... Or is he Nereg for the Gneva and the Mechira together, in which case it could only be like the Rabbanon? So Rav Yochanan, I wouldn't really know how to understand. So therefore, Rav Yochanan said the case by the Edom, that the Edom are Huzum, and Rabbi Yochanan tells me that the Edom Gneva are also Nerag, and the Edom Mechira are also Nerag, to teach me that he holds like the Rabbon on the Dover of Apilu Chatzi Dover. Let's begin to make a long story short. If Rabbi Yochanan would have talked about the Ganav, I wouldn't know if he holds Dover of Apilu Chatzi Dover. Maybe Dover of Aloy Chatzi Dover, like Rabbi Akiva. But the Ganav is Nerag, because the Gneva is Bifnei, the Gneva is Oimid Bifnei Atzmai. The Mechaya Malkus and the Mechira is a Dover of Bifnei Atzmai. So it comes along, so therefore they set up the case of Hazama, to tell me a chiddush from Shatni Rabbi Yochanan that he taka holds like the Rabbanon of Dover v'afilu chatzi Dover. That's how the Baal HaMor and the Ramban, they deal with this kasha. What about Rashi? The main problem here is Rashi. What do you think Rashi holds about this kasha? Rashi talks about the God of himself. What does Rashi say about the God of himself? How does the God of himself relate to this Machlekes Cheskin of Yechanan? Rashi says that according to Cheskin that the Edom Zoymim are not Nerogim because it's a Chatzi Dover, so it becomes Eidu Shiat HaYochal Azima. But once it's Eidu Shiat HaYochal Azima, so the God of is also not Nerog because Eidu Shiat HaYochal Azima. So what's Shvei Rashi? Rashi is a Pella Rashi. What's the Pella in Rashi? This is one of the main shrek at the near the Sukkot, this Rashi. Not a shrek. I don't understand. We're going in Cheski. Cheski holds like Rabbi Kiva. So you have Eidig Neva and you have Eidig Mechira. The Gemara over here is learning, it's a Chatzi Dover. The Eidig Neva is a Chatzi Dover. The Eidig Mechira is a Chatzi Dover. So therefore, the Eidig Neva are not Nerag and the Eidig Mechira are not Nerag. Nobody's Nerag, everybody's safe and sound. It's all a Chatzi Dover. Says Rashi, yes, the Rishonim are busy, the Baal HaMor and the Ramban. Why are we talking about the Edom or Uzum? Why am I talking about the God himself? And they say various teutzim, technical teutzim. You know, there's some chiddush over here by the Edom. I wouldn't know from the God himself, or have a Matzil name, where the Baal HaMor says, okay, fine, they have technical teutzim. But they certainly assume, the Baal HaMor and the Ramban, they assume for the Dover Pashut, that according to Chezkiah, that the Edom Zoyimim are not Nerogim, the God is also not Nerog, for the same reason that it's a Chatzi Dover. Right, because that was the kasha of the HaMor and the Ramban. Why argue about the Edom if the Edom are Uzum, if it's a Chatzi Dover or not a Chatzi Dover? Talk about the Ganav. If it's a Chatzi Dover, Lagabi Hazom. It's a Chatzi Dover, Lagabi Ganav himself. If the Edom is according to Cheskiel that the Gneva and the Mechira are each Chatzoi Dover, so forget Edom Zoymimim. The Ganav's not narrowed because the Edom's like Gneva is a Chatzi Dover and the Edom's and Mechira is a Chatzi Dover. And the Ramban and the Baal HaMor hold in the Chanami. That's true. Why did the Gemara set up the Machlokes that way? Fine, that they deal with. But that's certainly a true thing. That the same, that according to Cheskiah, that the Edom Zoymim are not Nerag, because the Edus Hagneva is a Chatzi Dover, and the Edus Hamechir is a Chatzi Dover, so the God is not Nerag for the same reason. Because the Edus Hagneva can't be Mechayev the Ganav because it's a Chatzi Dover, and the Edus Hamechir can't be Mechayev the Ganav because it's a Chatzi Dover. What does Rashi say? Rashi says that according to Cheskiah, Rashi also the God is not Nerag. Rashi says, why is the God not Nerag? Like this. He says, since the Edom Zoymim are not Nerag, because it's a Chatzi Dover, the Gneva is a Chatzi Dover and the Mechir is a Chatzi Dover, so Edom Zoymim can't be Nerag if you mazin them. So once you can't be mazin the Edom, so now it becomes Edom Shiat HaYochal Azima. And once the Edom Shiat HaYochal Azima, then the Ganav is also not Nerag. What does Rashi need that for? If it's a Chatzi Dover, then the Ganav is not Nerag because it's a Chatzi Dover. And end the story. Somehow it seems that Rashi holds, and this is a very, very big challenge. It seems that Rashi holds that as far as the Ganav is concerned, there's no problem with Chatzi Dover. The Ganav could be Nerag. In terms of Dover v'Chatzi Dover, there'd be no problem having Edig Neva in the Ganav, and Edig Mechir in the Ganav, and the Ganav would be Nerag. But it's only the Edom Zoymim that we have this issue of Dover v'Chatzi Dover. You know, we want to be Mazdim, if the Edom are Huzum, why do we mazin the Edig Neva? Why do we mazin the Edig Mechir? That's really a Chatzi Dover. And then we invoke that once we can't be mazin the Edig, then it becomes Edig Shiat HaYochal Azim. But as far as Chatzi Dover direct is concerned, the Ganav doesn't have the problem of Chatzi Dover. It's only a problem of Gabi. The Gabi killing the Ganav is no problem of Chatzi Dover. It's only a problem of Gabi killing the Edom Zaynim. Yeah, but what's Pshat in that? Chara makes no sense. Chara Dover, the Chatzi Dover is negated to the Edig Neva itself. Okay, so that's one problem with it. We're not going to solve it today, I don't imagine. That's the issue here in the Sugya according to Rashi. There's another kasha in the Sugya. The Gemara says in Bava Kamma, the whole machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon is by Cheskes Gimel Shana. But by Cyrus, by Shtei Cyrus, Shnayim Leim Rechad Begabo, Shnayim Leim Rechad Bekresu, then there's no machlekes. Everybody agrees that's not a chat. That's a chatzi dover, not a edus at all. So we saw last time, and it varies shittus and rishonim, what's exactly the distinction between edus of Chazaka and edus of Cyrus. We'll go through in a second. Agamar says that Eidig Neiv and Eidig Mechir is totally the Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabban. So obviously, it has to be, whatever the distinction between Cheskes Gemishonim and Cyrus is going to be, we'll go through the Shittas in a second, Eidig Neiv and Mechir Benefesh have to be more like Cheskes Gemishonim or Cyrus. Cheskes Gemishonim, because it has to go into the Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabban. The Gemara said that the Eidig Neiv and Eidig Mechir Benefesh is totally the Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabban. So it has to be more like Cheskes Gemishonim and less like Shtei Cyrus. Otherwise, it wouldn't be totally Rabbi Kiva and the Rabban. So what were the various Shittas with having the distinction, the difference between Cheskes Gemishonim and Shtei Cyrus? So one mahalach was Taisus. Ro kol ma sheichelim liyos. That if it's ro kol ma sheichelim liyos by Yisra Shah, then that's the definition, that's Cheskes Gemishonim. Cheskes Gemishonim is ro kol ma sheichelim liyos. That's why it's a machalik Rabbi Kiva and the Rabban. But Shtei Cyrus, where it's Lei Ro, Kol Ma Sheichelim Lirois, then everybody agrees it's a Chatzidah. So Lefi Taisus, Eidig Neiv Veidim Mechir, is it more like Cheskes Gemishonim or more like Shtei Cyrus? Eidig Neiv Mechir B'Nefesh. Is it Ro, Kol Ma Sheichelim Lirois by Yisra Shah?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? Didn't happen simultaneously. So that's good. According to Taisus, we're good. This is a case of Ro, Kol Ma Sheichelim Lirois. So it's comparable to Cheskes Gemishonim, which is the Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon, so we're fine. Rashi said the difference. Rashi is very cryptic. Rashi, the difference is that by Cheskes Gemishonim, they're all made that he was machzik. By Shtei Cyrus, one Cyrus is katnus, but by Cheskes Gemishonim, each set of edim is made in a year. Akoponim, they're all made that he was machzik. You know, that's what that means. There, Rashi. What do you mean he was machzik? But he was only machzik for 1 year. Well, it's like one siren, it's nothing. So it's hard to know how this is going to play in because we don't know Pshat and the Rashi in the first place. The Rishonim, the Ramban, the Ran, we talked about it, the Bava Vasser, they understand the Rashi like the way in terms of that Achil Shon Achas is already the Ran says it very strong. He says that Achil Shana Achas really is already a raya, that it's his. Just there's a tie of Achvish, there's a reyes of Achvish Tarach. So you need Gil Shana to take off the reyes of Achvish Tarach. But 1 year is already a Dovah Shalom, you know. It's already a Hero's Bailus. So what's Gnevu Mechir exactly? How does that fit in? Is it more like Cheskes Gemishonim, more like Shtei Cyrus? It's hard to know, it doesn't exactly match. I mean, it has to be more like Cheskes Gemishonim, but Mora says it's. I think we can negotiate it. You know, just like over there by Cheskes Gemishonim, each year is something. It's not enough because you need to get Zerayas or everyone, but it is something. It is a Hiro's Bailos to a degree. So we could say, Gnev and Mechira, it is something. It was over in Asara. The Misa comes from being over both Asaras. But the Eidus, he was over one of the Asaras that's ultimately Mechai and Misa. I could hear that it's something. It's not like Shtei Cyrus. One Cyrus is nothing. After all, that's. One way or another, that's Pshat in that Rashi. 1 year of Chazok is something. One sire is nothing. So Gneva Mechir Benefesh, I think that it's something. It's not Mechayim anything. Cheskes Gemishonim doesn't give you any money either. But it's something. It's a Hezbailus. It's a unit of Chazok. So this is one of the two Hazaras of Misa. So according to Rashi also, I think we can manage. But what about according to the Rif? How does the Rif learn? What's the difference Chazok and Cyrus? Why is Chazaka Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanon, and by Cyrus even Rabbanon and Amoda that it's no good? Paris. That by Chazaka, by Cyrus, the edus of one Cyrus has no nafkamin at all. But by Gimel Shonim, the Eidus of one Shona, if we wouldn't be trying to be Mekabalit for Cheskim Shona, we would have been Mekabalit for returning the Paris. So Migoy, that we could have been Mekabalit to return the Paris, so we can Mekabalit as one of the years of Chazak. So what's with Nevin Mechir? Is it more like Shtei Saris or more like Shtei Saris? Over here, the Nevin and the Mechir by themselves, there's no Nafkimina. The Gnev itself is not Machayim anything. The Mechir itself is not Machayim anything. So Chayim, it's not like Cheskim Mishonim. According to the Rib, the whole world of the whole Machayim of Kivin Rabbanim by Cheskim Mishonim. And the reason why they argue by that case, as opposed to Shtei Saris, where they all agree that it's nothing, is because of the Svar of Migoy. Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold from Migoy, Rabbanim hold from this Migoy. So over here by Gnev and Mechir, Benefesh, where's the Migoy? The Gnev has no such thing. Here, according to the Rib, the Chayim, the Gnev and Mechir, Benefesh is Mamish like Shtei Saris. So it should be a chatzi double the kuliyam. Why is it totally never keeping the Ramon? So we need some Hezbollah, but somehow in Svara it's, I don't know, like. I'll tell you what I wanted to say, and then afterwards I saw Meir Simcha talks about the Kasha, it's very awesome. But maybe this is the one thing at a time. I want to say Pshah. Start with that. What's Taka, according to the Rif, what's the Nekudas HaMachalikis between Rabbi Kiva and the Rabban? Is HaMachalikis just about Migoy? Rabban holds from Migoy, Kiva doesn't hold from Migoy. I mean, that's a regular Migoy, obviously. It's a special Migoy. Migoy, that we could be Mekabalatis for Paris. So we're able to Mekabalatis for, I don't mean Migoy, the other kind of Migoy, from their moms. This Migoy. The Rabbanon, the Rif says, for the Mechalikis of Kiva and the Rabbanon is, the Rabbanon saying Migoy, that we can Mekabalatis for Paris. Migoy, that the Eidus is good for Paris, so it's a good Eidus for Cheskim Mishonim. And Rabbi Kiva holds not. So it's just a Mechalikis whether to say this Svar of Migoy. Nice little the mashmois in the Gemara is that they're arguing about fundamental machlokes of a dover v'afil v'loy chatzid dover. Yeah, the Gemara says, but Kamer Rabbanan also have a certain kind of dover v'loy chatzid dover. They don't argue in the drasha altogether. But I have a different kind of dover v'loy chatzid dover. Chayla v'fida rif, it's not really. I mean, b'chashkof rishayna, it's not really machlokes of a dover v'loy chatzid dover. You all agree to dover v'loy chatzid dover. It's machlokes of a migoy. Rabbi Kiva holds doesn't hold from the svar migoy, and the Rabbanan do. I'm not asking a kasha. I just want to say a psahazbar. I think the pshat is like this. I want to at least offer that the machlokes according to the Rif is, and we touched upon this in the past maybe a little bit, that the machlokes is, it's really a fundamental machlokes of Akiva and the Rabbanan. Machlokes is that the Rabbanan hold, yeah, this is din of Dovah v'lei chatzi Dovah. But the din of Dovah v'lei chatzi Dovah is din of the Shem Eidus. And Eidus on a chatzi Dovah, that's only roi for a chatzi Dovah, it doesn't have a Shem Eidus. Says the Rabbanan. Eidus and Shtei Sires to Moshul, Eidus and a Sire, that's the Eidus doesn't have a Shem Eidus, because a Sire is nothing. In all contexts, a Sire will be nothing. You can't sell this Eidus anywhere. You have an Eidus and a Sire Achas, there's nowhere you can go with this Eidus that it would be an Eidus. Nobody would be interested, no base in the world will be interested in your Eidus. But an Eidus of Achilas Shona Achas, that's an Eidus, has a Shem Eidus. If you took that Eidus, you could find a Beis Din that would be interested in that Eidus. If there was a Beis Din somewhere that was being donned in Torah about the Paris of that Shana, then your Eidus would be very welcome. If you found a Beis Din that wasn't being donned at Cheskim Shana, it was only being donned at the Merakam is being donned at Paris, they would be interested in your Eidus. The Eidus has a Shem Eidus. This particular Beis Din is not interested in Eidus and Paris, because this particular Beis Din is a Beis Din in which the Machzik is coming to be to the time that he owns the field, and he's bringing three sets of Eidim in order to set up Cheskim Mishonim, a Beis Din being done on Cheskim Mishonim. That's why they want to be Mekabelus Eidus. But the Eidus itself is Eidus. It's an Eidus, you could put this Eidus in the classified section and people would buy it, because it's Negev, Achilles Paris. So the Rabbanim say that Tzilat has a Shem Eidus. That's not called a Dover. That's not called a Chatzi Dover. This Eidus has a Shem Eidus. It's an Eidus on a Dover Shalom. This particular base is not being Mekabalit for that. This particular base is not interested in that. But the Eidus Mitzad Atzma is an Eidus of a Dover Shalom. The Rabbanim say that's enough to make it a Dover Shalom. Dover, the Chatzi Dover, has to do with the Shem Eidus Mitzad Atzma. The Eidus itself is an Eidus. It has a Shem Eidus. Whereas Rabbi Kiva holds that the din of Dover v'lechatzi Dover is a halacha in Beis Din. When Beis Din wants to be mevare the Dover shebemomen, they have to do it al pi one set of edim and not al pi two sets of edim. Al pi one edim is not two edus. So when Beis Din comes to mevare the chesed yom shonim, Beis Din has to be mevare that fact. Beis Din is being done that entire. They have to do it al pi one edus, not with a little bit of edus on one shana, another bit of edus on another shana. So halacha in Beis Din of Dover v'lechatzi Dover. So, Mele, according to the Rabbi Kiva, what is a pasta amigo? What is helping amigo? This Eidus would be miskabel somewhere else for Paris, but we're not being done Paris. We're being done Chesed Yom Shonim. For us, this is a chatzidom. Bekitzer, just to make a long story, the short version is that according to the Rabbanon, the din of Dover lechatzidom is halacha, and the Eidus itself mitzaratzma. The Eidus itself for Shana Achas is a good Eidus because it's there in a basin that's interested in Paris. This Eidus would be miskabel. So Mele, the Eidus Mitzaratzma is an Eidus of a Dover, so it has a Shem Eidus. So now you can take it anyway. But according to Rabbi Akiva, the din of Dover l'chatzi Dover is halacha in Beis Din. Beis Din has to, whatever Beis Din is trying to be Mevara, Chesed Yimushalim, for example, they have to be Mevara, be one Eidus and not two. And certainly not three. So now I thought, maybe we could say like this. By Gneiva and Mechira, here's a little bit different, of course, but by Gneiva and Mechira, the Nekuda is the Eidus of the Gneiva is an Eidus. We can't kill anybody with this Eidus. I'm going to have a din of nefashos. Beis Din Shulchan Gimel should be done din of nefashos on the seidus. It's not enough because there's no chiyuv misa for gneiva. But it is an eidus that he was over in hasara that potentially could be mechayev misa. I mean, this hasara together with the other hasara together, they're going to be mechayev misa. So it's not an eidus. It's not a hagodas eidus on something that has no significance. It's an Eidus on something that has significance. He was over in Asar. It's Chal, he was over the Asar. There's a certain Chalois in the Eidus, that this fellow was over the Lav of Lysigna. Mainach Gemina, that it'll be over the Lav of Lysimkrim Keresov, it'll be Chayim Misa. So it was Chal, he was over the Asar. Can't give him Malkus because Lav and Lysar is Mrs. Basin. But the Eidus itself is an Eidus that had, that's an Eidus on a. So Eidus that there was a certain chalos that happened, something of halachic significance that happened, but Beis Din can't act on it yet because other things have to happen before Beis Din could act. So the Gemara holds, it's already Svara, the Gemara held Misvara, that if we're just being down in the Eidus in the Shem Eidus Shabbat, this has a Shem Eidus. Because you're not being made on something that's nothing. You're being made on something that actually affects the chalos. Something's halachically significant happened. He was over Leisigzo, which is a violation of an Asara that potentially later on could be Mechayev and Misa if another Asara also happens. So it is an Eidus on a certain Chalais. It's not yet an Eidus that Beis Din could use, because Beis Din can only be done Dine Mominus or Dine Nefoshes. Beis Din has to be done a Chiyuv. If there's no Chiyuv, then Beis Din can't be done. So Beis Din right now can't use the Seidus because Beis Din can only be done the Chi of Misa. And for the Chi of Misa, the Seidus is not enough. So Mitzad Beis Din is still a Chatzai Dover. If Chatzai Dover is a Lochan Beis Din like Rabbi Kiva holds, then the Eidus of Gneiva and Eidus of Mechira are Chatzai Dover. Because neither one alone could be Mechai of Misa. But according to Rabbi Kiva, there's nothing in Beis Din that it has to be of Chatzai Dover. Beis Din doesn't need that. There's no Loch like that. Rabbi Kiva does agree that the Eidus and the Sire is nothing. Because the Eidus has to have a shame. I mean, Rabbanu agreed that the Eidus and the Sire is nothing. Because it has to be, because the Eidus on a Sire doesn't have a Shem Eidus altogether. Eidus on Achilus on Achas has a Shem Eidus because it's Negev Tachilus Peres somewhere else. So it gives it a Shem Eidus. Over here, Eidus of Gneva also has a Shem Eidus for a different reason, not because it's Negev to based in somewhere else anymore, particularly, but for a different reason it has a Shem Eidus, because L'maisa, it's an Eidus that a certain Halacha Chalois took place. That is an Eidus. We said Atzma, that's an Eidus. Eidus and a Sire is not an Eidus because it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything until you get another Eidus. So that lacks in Shem Eidus altogether. But Eidus and a Chalois has a Shem Eidus. So I found afterwards, Rabbi Simcha, the beginning of Hilchos Sotah, he says, I think this is what he means. He's been done really in a different kasha. He says he's very makatzer, and it's hard to know what he means. He says that he talked about it by Mokam Acher. I don't know where the Mokam Acher is. It's not over here in Hilchos Gneva, so I don't know. But Akapani, he says the following. He starts off, he has a different kasha entirely. There's several Achreinim asking Chaim, but he also talks about it. You have a Sotah, that's why it's in Hilchos Sotah, you have Kinui and Stir. Husband was Mekhan and his wife, don't be Messiah with so and so. Then she went and she was Nista. So she becomes, that's the wrong time. So she becomes also. We paskin that both Kimi and Stira have to have two Aiden, Shnaim Aiden. Machagis. It's not one Aiden, two Aiden, but we paskin both the Kimi and the Stira have to have two Aiden. But it's Mukh and Gemara because Meir Simcha brings a clear raya from a Gemara. That it doesn't have to be the same set of Edom. You could have one set of Edom on the Kinui and another set of Edom on the Stir. Esher Meir Simcha, according to the Rif, it's a Chatzi Dover, Lekuli Alma. Because there's no Nachmimina, the Edus of the Kinui and the Edus of the Stir. Do you need the Kinui and the Stir together to ask her to make a tome, to give her the Mayim HaMa'orim, whatever you need? You need the Kinui plus the Stir. The Kinui by itself doesn't do anything. So why isn't the Edus of the Kinui a Chatzi Dover? The Edus of the Stir should be a Chatzi Dover. According to Taisha's role, Kol Mashiach Chayim Liroi, so obviously we're fine. But according to the Rif, that is cool. Then that unless there's some Nafka Mina in the Eidus, or Peiris, or something that we could say amigo about, that's called the Chatzid Dover. Ezer Mei Simcha, so Kini and Stir should be a Chatzid Dover. Says Mei Simcha, Mamish Tisvot. He says no, since Kini and Stir is a Chalois, Chayim Liroi is the same thing in Chalak Alex and Ches. That since Kini and Stir about it. She's only also with both things happen, but the kinui is a chalos. It's chalim. The kinui is a halachic triggers a halachic status. Meir Simcha doesn't explain it so much. Chaim Moshe says that Chaim Moshe is not. He says that there will be a kinui. If Chaim Moshe is enough kinui, we don't even need so much. Chaim Moshe says enough kinui that once they're ate the kinui, then later if she's nister and nobody saw it, but the husband saw it. He'll be also to her. Whereas if there was no kinui and the husband saw her being misyachar, then she won't become also. So you see that even though there was no edus on the stira and you can't be mashker, but the etzim, the kinui makes it that she now changes her status that the yichud could ask her. I don't know. That's very unclear. The emphasis is more. I saw other achareim, they bring another a simple riot to this. The kinui is a chalos, meaning. It's not just, what do you mean chalos? Lapuke what? Lapuke, that's not just a raya. Sire is a raya. Half a raya is nothing. One sire is nothing. Because it's just half a raya. Half a raya doesn't prove anything. It doesn't even begin to prove anything. So what is she lady with one sire? A 3-year-old girl have one sire. By kini and stira, the kini is not just a raglayim ledover, that if there'll be yichud, there's a raglayim ledover that she was mitmes. I mean, that's the chorab, how you could understand. You could understand that kini just creates a certain raglayim ledover. That since he was Makana her, and then she went and she violated his kini, and she was Nistara, that's her aglayim ledover, that she became Tommy. And if you understand that way, then the kini is nothing. The kini is like one sire. Kini doesn't show any aglayim ledover. The husband was Makana her, there's no aglayim ledover. If there was a kini and she violates the kini and she's Nistara, then there's her aglayim ledover that she was Nitma. If you understand it that way, that the kini doesn't do anything except be half a raya, and half a raya is nothing. But I'm going to point out, there's a Yushami. The Yushami says, and there's other rites to this as well. But this is a Pasha drive. Yushami says, Halacha says the husband can be Meichel Lekinui. What if the husband was Meichel Lekinui after the steer? She was Nistara, and after the steer, the husband was Meichel Lekinui. It's a Suffolk in Yushami. But the Yushami has it sad that retroactively the Kinui is Botel and she's not done it. If the Kinui was just somehow a Raya, creates it that the Kinui and the steer together is Raglayim Dover. So it makes no sense. The husband was there a raya? Wasn't there a raya? She didn't know he was going to be Michael. You see from that halacha that the kinui makes a certain halachic status. that she now becomes a woman that if she'll be Nistra, she'll become Nesa. And if she and if there was no Kinui, then she doesn't become Nesa. And if it doesn't Mechel Kinui, then Lema Freya, then there was no Kinui and Nistra, doesn't ask her. It's not the Torah's Raya. You know, the Gemara talks about Raglayim Dov, but that's like a time of the Kuh. But the Maisa, it's a halacha that the Kinui has a certain, the Kinui makes a certain chalois. But now there's a kinui here that then was the nafkamina right now. There's no nafkamina. But later on there could be a nafkamina, she'll be nistur. That's what they mean by a chalais. It's not just a raya. Cheski Mushan is a raya. Cyrus is a raya. The Kisra, Meir Simcha says that when you're talking about a raya, like a Cheski Mushan is a raya, and Shtei Cyrus is a raya, so then one half a raya is nothing according to the Rabban. That's where you then you need to come on to the Rif Svar that is that of Achilles Peres. But Kinyan Steer is a chalois, says Rameh Simcha, an edus of a chalois, even if there is no nafkamin in the chalois right now, that's still a machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabban. And then he's been saying that the same thing you have by Gnei, but Bekitzri says you have the same thing by Gnei Mechir Benefesh. That it's a chalois, he was over the Asar, it's a chalois, and therefore it goes into the machlokes of Kiva and the Rabban, even though there's no nafkamin in one set of edus without the other. Rav Chaim Moshe also says this chil. Rav Chaim Moshe doesn't talk about any neighbor mechir. He just talks about soita. Rav Chaim Moshe also says this chil. Rav Chaim Moshe says it pasuk doy. Rav Chaim Moshe says that the whole machlokes of Kiva and the Rabban is by edei raya. That by edei raya, half a raya is nothing. Unless if it's negayet achilas peres, then you have a migu, and that's the machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon. But edus of a chalois, edus of a chalois, not a chatzid dover at all. Edus of a chalois, but etzim, not a chatzid dover. So that's, I think, the way Rav Chaim Moshe said it, because Rav Chaim Moshe is only busy with kinyan and stir. That nusach, that's a very simple nusach. We're just saying the machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon is by edei raya, where a chatzid dover means half a raya, and half a raya is nothing, and that's why edus and the sire is nothing because it's half a raya. And the Machlekes of Kiva and the Rabbanon is by Chesed Gimel Shanim, where the Rabbi Kiva says it's also half a raya and half a raya is nothing. And the Rabbanon say, no, but there's a migoy because it could be miskabel for pairs. But Kini and Stira, that's not Eidi raya at all, it's Eidi chalois. That's nothing to do with Chatzidover. That's b'chal nothing to do with Chatzidover. It's irrelevant, it doesn't have the impediment of Dover v'le Chatzidover, because a chalois is a Dover. That's how Rav Chaim Moshe says it. That's fine. But that's not going to help us over here. Because then you're telling me that it has nothing to do with the Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon. But Agamar says that Edignevene Mechir B'Nefesh is totally the Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon. Manashok. If a Chalois is different, then it has nothing to do with Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon. If Edi Chalois are different, and it's not called a Chatzid Dover, Edis and a Chalois, not a Chatzid Dover, then it has nothing to do. It's outside of the ambit of the Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon. And that's all I think that's the way Chaim Moshe says it. That in the Chacham, Kini and Stier have nothing to do with Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon, because Eidus and a Chalois is not a Chatzid Dover. Yeah, but how come you see Eidig Neiv? If you want to call Eidig Neiv and Eidig Mechir B'Nefesh a Chalois, but the Gemara says it is a Chatzid Dover, it's totally the Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon. So that's the difficulty of your Mimonashach. You're telling me that a Chalois is different, so take it out of Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon. And if you're telling me a Chalois is not different, and it goes into the Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon, then it should have the rules that it has to be Negev Tachilis Peres, it has to have some Nafkamina, like the Gemara, like the Rif says in Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon. It even according to Rabbanon, it has to be negated to some achilas peres. That's the challenge. And Rav Simcha doesn't really elaborate. He says, but that an edus of a chalois is totally the machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon, even if there's no nafkamin. What's the tzir of hadvarim? Because it's an edus of a chalois, so therefore it's totally the machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon. It's still in the machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon. It doesn't go out of the machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon. Eidus Echalais also is subject to the machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon, but it gets a free pass about the Achilles Peres. That by Eidus of a Raya, the Rabbanon hold it has to be at least negated Achilles Peres, and by Eidus Echalais, the Rabbanon hold it doesn't have to be negated Achilles Peres. It's enough that it's negated to some Echalais, but it's still in the machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon. So, hi, my, what's this contraption over here? So that's what I'm suggesting. I thought that what I'm suggesting is to explain that the yisoid in the machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon, that even though it's not only about migoy, it's not some halacha, do we say migoy, some machlekes, do we say migoy, do we not say migoy, it's a fundamental machlekes. Is the din of chatzid dover a din in the shem edus shabai, or is the din in the beis din? And the Rabbanon hold this halacha in the shem edus. And Rabbi Kiva holds also didn't base them. So the nafkamina by Eidei Raya is. But if you have half a Raya, so half a Raya on the face of it is not Eidus at all, because half a Raya is not Eidus. But if this half a Raya could be a Raya to something else in some other basin, in some other Dentura, then it has a Shem Eidus. So that's the Machlokes of Achilas Peres. Rabbanan say, yeah, Achilas, one Sire is not a Raya at all. Half a Raya is not, doesn't have a Shem Eidus. But a year of Chazokah is also half a Raya. But if you sell it, if you went to some other base, then it was a Bidan Achilles Peiris, for them it would be a whole Raya. So maybe it has a Shem Eidus. And Rabbi Kiva says, Shem Eidus is not enough. It has to be in this base, then we have to be able to be Mekabalit, to be Mevar, the whole Dover, we want to be Mevar, a Dover Sholem of Cheskis Gimel Shonim, and we can only be Mevar, the Dover Shiva moment of Cheskis Gimel Shonim with one Eidus, and not with two, and not with three. That's the Mechalikus Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon. Ka'omer. Is it, again, if Chatzidom is it in the Shem Eidus, or is it in based? But there's another nafkamina between Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon. Let's say a case where it's not a half a raya, it's a whole chalois. But the whole chalois has no nafkamina based until you get another chalois on top of it, like kini and stira or edigneva and edimachir benefesh. It's not half a raya. That's nothing. It's a whole chalois. A chalois is not nothing. A chalois is an edus, but it's an edus that based can't do anything with. So here already, it's for sure as a shem edus. I don't need to come out to Achilles Peiris and I can go sell it in some other basin that needs this raya for something. No, a chalois is, it's a whole chalois, a chalois is betzim has a shem edus. But it's still an edus that basin doesn't need. The basin can't use to be mevar their dover shiva mamon, or their dover shiva dinin nefashos. So that also goes into machlokes, Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say, dover l'chatsi dover mitzvah has to have a shem edus. So an edus of kimli has a shem edus. An edus of Eidik Nevi Benefes has a Shem Eidus. Because it's an edus that there was a Chalois Kimui. That's a real edus, halachically significant. There's an edus that he was over the Asar of Leisignoi. It's halachically significant. So according to Rabbanan, that's all you need. Rabbanan is very, they're very, for the Rabbanan, what's called a Chatzidor is something that's not an edus at all. What's called something that's not an edus at all? It's half a raya that no basin needs anywhere. So half a raya that nobody needs doesn't have a Shem Eidus. But if you had an Eidus and a Chalois, that's Eidus, that has a Shem Eidus. Even half a Raya would have a Shem Eidus if it's the Geir Tachilis Peres, because then there is some base in the Nisa. That also makes it into Shem Eidus. But according to the Rabbi Kiva, well, none of that helps. According to Rabbi Kiva, Dovah L'chatsi Dovah is Elchon and Beistin. They were based in a Mevara, the Dini Nefoshes, or they're a Mevara, the Dini Momenes, or the Dovah Sheberba, whatever Dovah it is exactly they're trying to be Mevara. So that's they need to do it Alpi 1 Eidus, not Alpi 2. Here, the Dovah of Dini Nefoshes. They can't be mivar with the edus, with the edig neighbor, without the edig mechir also. That's dover lechatsi dover. I think this is the oimik and what Rameh Simcha is saying. I would love to find, maybe somehow I could do it with the, figure out with the Yisrael Chochma, somehow to do a search in Rameh Simcha's farm. I don't know. Rameh Simcha Nor Sameach just says a very big kitzer, and he says, Kamoshi, Herachti b'mokam acher, or Pirashti b'mokam acher. I don't know where the mokam acher is. If we have it, I don't know. Okay, fine. We'll continue on Wednesdays.